I made it available for people to come and read the words that people write from our conferences about their marriage. Words that are transformational, that they want to speak to each other in their marriage. And some of them will say, I love you. Powerful word, isn't it? Or I need you. Or how can I help you? Or I was wrong. Please forgive me. Or I'm here for you. We lift each other up by the words that we speak, or we bring each other down by the words that we speak.
From the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a best-selling author and your advocate for the family. Dr. Randy begins his three-part series, Your Word for 2018. Now, to help you be intentional not only for 2018, but for your life, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt, and welcome to the Intentional Living Center. Glad to be with you today. And you are right, my friend. We're going to start a series here for the next 3 days on a teaching I recently shared with my staff and friends here at our corporate offices and our Intentional Living Center, revisiting a topic that I shared with the staff a number of years ago on the power of words, and in particular, how we can be very intentional on focusing on one word for 1 year. And so I want you to think with me over the next few days here. What would be one word if you had to pick one word, or just a couple of words that you put together to represent your focus, your priorities, your intentionality for your life and for your family for the next year? What would that be? We're going to be talking about that. I hope you'll think with me and enjoy this process, and perhaps even share with me what your word would be or will be for this next year. If you have a comment or something you'd like to share, give us a call, 888-888-1717, press number 2, which is our comment line. Let's move over to the teaching studio, where I'll begin the series on one word, your word for 2018. Some of you probably were here just about 4 years ago at a chapel when I taught a lesson on the topic of one word for 1 year. And in 2013... the dictionary's number one searched word were two words. One was science, and the other was selfie. That was a big thing back in 2013. It was new. Everybody's getting selfies, and that was the word of the year for 2013. Isn't it interesting how things come and go, and it's just part of our culture today? So I looked up, what's the word for 2017? There were several, but the one that came to the top of the list was fascism. Fascism, number one word being searched on dictionary. And then, of course, other words, terrorism, collusion, which is so much in the news today. And I thought it was interesting that the words in 2013 focused on me, and the words in 2017, fascism, focuses on my group is better than your group. Again, it's about me, right? This sense of exclusivity, it's all about me. And so as I was thinking about 2018, as we look at a brand new year of opportunity, not only for ministry, but for our own personal lives, to revisit the power of the words that we choose to use to ourselves, about ourselves, and about others. And maybe as we move through this new year, we can reflect on a word or two that'll be meaningful to us. Something that'll be powerful in our own lives. Josh Billings made the statement that there's power in words if you don't hitch too many of them together. You ever notice sometimes we make things more complex than we ought to? And so what I want to try to do in this lesson is to see what God's Word has to say to us about the power of words and to simplify this this topic. But first, thinking about words, even as little children, we learn words. We see our children or our grandchildren learning words, and we're so excited when they learn a word and they can take a word and attach it to an object, and it gives it meaning to them. All of a sudden, there's a meaning behind that word in their lives. And when I use certain words, you will immediately picture things. The power of words is it creates pictures in our minds. When I say apple, you will have a picture in your mind. You see an apple in your mind. It's not a concept. It's real. For some of you, it's maybe a picture of a green apple. Maybe for others, it's a red apple. Maybe it's an apple tree. But you have a picture of an apple. When I use the word banana, you can picture it, can't you? I mean, immediately it comes into your mind.
You see it either in a bunch or you see it in the basket on the table, but you see it. When I use the word orange, you immediately see it, maybe even smell it. Ever notice the senses, how the power of a word not only brings to us a sense of a picture, but also a smell? And we can go into other words. One of the things that we've taught over the years is the power of childhood memories. That when we look at a memory, words that you use to describe how you remember a certain event in your childhood will take you back to that moment, and you'll be reliving that. You'll smell it, feel it, touch it. It's very powerful. One of our grandsons, Eli, Andrea and Chris's boy, their oldest, he's 4 years old, and we were at the house the other night with him, and I was talking to him about, you know, what would you want for your birthday, Eli? What's coming? Oh, he got a big smile on his face. He said, I want a red Mustang. I said, like a real one? Oh, no, Grandpa. I just want one of those little remote cars, you know. I said, that's good. It's closer to the budget I can handle here, you know. But I could see he pictured that. He loves cars. And it was a red one. I said, it's a yellow one in case I can't find a red. Oh, well, it'll be okay. Yellow's okay. But he wants a red Mustang. You can picture it, can't you? You picture it in your mind. Words can change your life. All of us have been impacted by words that have been used in our life. And I wrote down just some phrases that maybe you have heard or others have heard that they can relate to. Maybe a doctor has said, you know, I'm sorry to report, but you have cancer. You know, that word of cancer can change your life. It maybe had less meaning before, and all of a sudden it takes on great personal significance. Or no, I'm not going to marry you. Wow, it changes. Or maybe the opposite. Yes, I will marry you. That'll change your life too. Or I'm sorry, your baby's not going to survive. Some of you have experienced that. Even here in this room, we know we've had some who've experienced the loss of a child or a preborn child. The loss of a family member. All of a sudden that word takes on a new significance. Or sometimes in marriage, and I've heard it in counseling, when someone will confess, yes, I'm having an affair and I'm not sure I want to be married or not. How those words, those simple sentences put together in that order creates all sorts of emotion and response in our life. Words are valuable, aren't they? Businesses will spend millions of dollars to own words. And hire marketing firms and spend millions of dollars to take a word and own it.
You're listening to Intentional Living, and Dr. Randy will be back in a moment to continue his teaching.
I call to say, I live an intentional life. I'm a CNA, and I have clients. And I go to their homes, and most of them are ill, and they have such nice people. So God laid it on my heart the other day that I should go in the homes and pray with my clients. So each day or whenever I go to someone's home, I pray with them, and it's just opening up so many blessings for me, and I love them so much, and they care about me, and that's such a blessing. That's what God laid on my heart to do. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Do you want to finish strong?
What were Christ's last words on the cross? It is finished. Wow. See, God is a God of finishing. He's not a God of just starting.
Dr. Randy has some great encouragement and godly counsel for you in his full-length DVD, Finishing Strong. Finishing Strong features in-depth teaching on 10 principles to help you finish everything in life and finish well. Become a member of Intentional Living today, and with your ongoing monthly gift, you'll receive the Finishing Strong DVD and Donna Carlson's beautiful 16x20 watercolor print featuring the 10 Finishing Strong statements as a reminder. You'll also receive Dr. Randy's monthly coaching, all with our thanks. So go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-888-1717 and press number 4. Thanks.
Now let's get back to the teaching studio at the Intentional Living Center, where Dr. Randy continues today's teaching.
Words are valuable, aren't they? Businesses will spend millions of dollars to own words and hire marketing firms and spend millions of dollars to take a word and own it. In fact, there are words that we use every day in our vocabulary which are actually trademarked. There are people who have trademarked common words that we use. Band-Aid, immediately you know what that is, right? Jacuzzi is a trademarked name. Jet ski or memory stick or Post-it, super glue or Vaseline. These are all words that have meaning and people will spend millions of dollars to protect. And even in our own ministry, intentional living is something that we see as a very valuable commodity, a very valuable word to be able to share what we believe in the power of words. I was thinking about branding and thinking about the power of words. Think of words that we should trademark as Christians. Wouldn't it be nice to have words that we own as believers? And then I thought about what Paul says in Galatians chapter 5 when he gives us words that would be nice to trademark as Christians in the fruit of the Spirit. The word love, powerful word, isn't it? Joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And we know that Paul shares that as one fruit of the Spirit. And yet, if we were to take each of those words, they're so powerful. Each of them develops in our minds a concept of how we're to live. These words should have meaning to us as we think about this new year, maybe picking up a word that we want to make as our word or our phrase personally for ourselves or for our family or maybe for the work that we do, that we could bring everything into a word that would be so powerful that it would drive how we live our lives in 2018. In my book, The Power of One Thing, I found a little statement about words that I put in the book, and it says, "Watch your thoughts, for they become words. Watch your words, for they become actions. Watch your actions, for they become habits. Watch your habits, for they become character. And watch your character, for it becomes your destiny." Boy, that's a truth, isn't it? As we think about the process of our thoughts turning into the words that we use. When I'm doing a marriage conference, I'll almost always reference Proverbs 15:11, that a word aptly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver. And in our conferences this last year, I made it available for people to come and read the words that people write from our conferences about their marriage. Words that are transformational that they want to speak to each other in their marriage. And some of them would say, "I love you." Powerful word, isn't it? Or, "I need you." Or, "How can I help you?" Or, "I was wrong. Please forgive me." Or, "I'm here for you." Or, "It'll be better in the morning." We lift each other up by the words that we speak, or we bring each other down by the words that we speak. Our words matter. And in a setting here, we're a family working together. Sometimes we lift each other up. There are times I've brought you down with my words. I'm sure there's times I've tried to lift you with my words. And that's true to each other as well. You think about what we do. We're a ministry of words. Words that are written, words that are spoken on the air, words that we communicate face to face or from a platform. The power of words. And when you think of even Scripture where it says, "In the beginning was the Word," right? The power of words in our lives. And so as we think about this new year, I just want to share a little bit more about words and then challenge us as we think about this brand new year. What is a word? I want you to think about a word that you'd like to settle on or a small phrase of a few words that would really represent your calling or conviction for 2018. The power of words. Words have a way of eliminating complexity. If we can bring words down to a simple thought, they become beautiful in their simplicity, don't they? We were thinking about branding a moment ago. Let me share some branding statements, statements that companies have spent millions of dollars owning, and you tell me what company it is, right? And you'll immediately see the power in a few words. Just Do It is Nike. How about Think Different? Apple, Because You're Worth It. L'Oreal, there you go. Laura knew that one right off, right? Designed for driving pleasure. BMW. How about It melts in your mouth and not in your hands?
M&M's, we all know that one. The quicker picker-upper. Bounty, right? How about America runs on Dunkin' Donuts. Made you not only hear the word, but you're tasting it right now too, aren't you? How about I'm loving it? McDonald's. A couple more. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Yeah, you're even singing it. They put that, the word's great, huh? The few, the proud, the Marines, right? Think about the Apostle Paul. What was his, quote, branding statement, his word in his life?
We're going to pick up right there and share with you what we believe his one word is as we think of Scripture on our next program. We're focusing these 3 days on your word for 2018 and certainly would welcome you to think about it, pray about it, and even share what that one word or one phrase is. Or will be for your life. And you can tell us at 888-888-1717 and go ahead and press number 2. Coming up in just a moment, we've got some callers standing by who are going to share some thoughts on the challenge of words and the power of words. But before we do that, I want to first of all say thank you to all of you who are praying for, standing with, and financial support the ministry of Intentional Living. We're down now to just a few days to go in this year, and your support is a vital part of allowing us to do this worldwide ministry of equipping people to realize that when we are intentional in our walk with Christ, it revolutionizes our family and our relationships and our work. Thank you for helping us. Come and join us to finish strong. In fact, we have a very special gift when you do, the print, Finish Strong, our gift to you. Just give us a call at 888-888-1717 and press number 4 to talk to our staff during business hours, or call, or go online rather, to theintentionallife.com, and God bless you for your support.
My name is Chris, and I wanted to share with you my word of the year is faith. I believe God was impressing upon me that I'm to be a man of faith, and this is a season of faith. So I've decided that whatever I do, I'm going to do by faith.
And my word this year is integrity, mostly because I, for the better part of my adult life, have not lived a life and particularly been a man of integrity.
The word that I feel like God wants me to focus on this year is relax. I didn't realize until he started dealing with me about this how uptight I had gotten, and it's not a good witness to not only other Christians, but to people who aren't saved if you see someone who is uptight and tense all the time, and they don't know how to have fun. So I feel like God's intentional word for me this year to focus on is relax.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
Have you ever noticed that your logical approach doesn't work with everyone?
From the Intentional Living Center, this is the Intentional Living Minute. Here's Linda Swindling, our intentional workplace expert.
It may be you're communicating with a relator. Relators just look approachable. Their workspace is often friendly and even home-like. They will display family photos and mementos. Relators are great team players who really seek harmony. They are relational and genuinely concerned about others. Most are quiet listeners, and they want everyone to get along. So when you're communicating with a relator, show genuine concern, offer personal stories, encourage participation, and reassure and appreciate them. For Intentional Living, I'm Linda Swindling.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Yes, my name is Tomas, and I just want to make a comment on the power of the words. I was verbally abused by my dad most of the time. He used to call me an idiot, stupid, and other words, and I believed that for years. And I submerged myself into drug addiction for a long time, and it wasn't until I came to the knowledge of Christ place that I learned that I had a value as a human being. So parents, be careful with your words, what you tell your kids, because they will believe what you are saying, okay? God bless. Bye.
Wow. You know, I love doing this program. Because it's getting to be less and less about me and more about you and your stories of what God's doing. And when I hear a story of that man right there talking about, hey, here's what happened to me as a result of my, don't do that. That's more powerful than me just telling you don't do that, right? It's like that old Bob Newhart. You ever see that little Bob Newhart skit on, I think it's on YouTube, in psychotherapy where he tells people, snap out of it. Stop it. You know, we could say that, but when you hear someone say, hey, listen, here's what happened, and here's what God did, and here's what being intentional actually did in my life, that's more powerful than anything that I can say. So that's what we love hearing from you. Let's hear some more here. Dan's on the line in Kansas. Hey, Dan, welcome.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. What words made a difference to you as a kid?
Well, when I was probably about 10 years old, I think I was very boyish, kind of pouty sometimes when my parents would ask me to do something, and my dad sensed, you know, that I was a complainer, you know. So he says to me, Dan, he says, I'll give you a piece of advice. Never criticize, condemn, or complain. Hmm. And that kind of stuck with me, you know, because all of those things that, you know, I could be very negative about my life, and I think that put a little bit of a positive spin on my life. That I would just be quiet when I wanted to, you know, fight back or say something I shouldn't say. You know, so my dad helped me be careful about my words, and I really appreciated that, and in his memory, especially. You know, that, as I remember my dad, he was a really good dad.
And it's made a difference even years later. We can remember what our parents say to us. Here's a thought, parent. You just heard Dan talk about his dad from many years ago. What words will your kids be calling in on somebody's you know, radio show 30 years from now and saying that they heard from you? There's an interesting thought. What words are going to linger in their heart and mind? Dan, thank you for your call.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. From Kansas over to Michigan. Crystal, welcome to the program.
Hello. My dad was an alcoholic, and one day he sat me down when he was sober, and he says, you know what, Crystal? He says, you've surpassed me and your mother, and he says, you know, I'm proud of you. And that coming from him was just, whoa, it was a real eye-opener.
What did that do to you?
That really gave me the courage to continue on and gave me the strength that I needed to. And now I've survived through so much. It's just like, wow, you know, it really, the power of life and death really, really truly is in the tongue.
Wow, it is true. So even though Dad was an alcoholic, I'm sure there were many negative things as well. You choose to remember the time when he's sober saying, I'm proud of you, proud of you.
Yeah. And I try my hardest to do that with my kids, and I don't allow, like, negative words. I don't allow, you know, the word stupid to come out. And it's just like, because, I mean, even the simple things you got to remember, they're going to remember for the rest of their life, you know. And I just want them to have a happy childhood and, you know, be kids as long as they can.
Mm. Well, it begins with the care, and so often carelessness in our words can linger. Crystal, thank you, and for sharing that personal part of your life with us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. We wrote an article called The Power of an Encouraging Word, and I said three things. Pick your words carefully in order to avoid misunderstandings, because the words that we speak can create misunderstandings. Have you ever noticed that the words that you speak sometimes are not the words that are heard? One of the activities that we participate in when we try to help people in counseling is to make sure they clarify what's being actually said, because words have different meanings. I've been intending to write a book for couples called The Marital Dictionary that would be a dictionary of the differences between men and women in the use of certain words. Pick your words carefully. Number two, speak your words carefully. Speak them carefully in order to avoid unintended consequences. Have you ever said something, then later your wife or husband, you can see they're just not happy, and you're not quite sure why, and you're trying to figure out there was some unintended consequence of a word that was spoken the wrong time in the wrong place with a good intention? What matters to us? What sets us apart from the rest of the world? And I sat down and I wrote out some things that I think we believe. We believe that we were intentionally made by an intentional God with purpose, with a future, with a destiny, with hope of a life of spiritual peace and freedom. We believe that petering out, giving up, giving in, getting along, or just getting by is not what God intended for His children, because life is short. We believe that you, as a staff, that I, and every one of our support family and everybody on the planet was created to live intentionally and to finish strong.
An excerpt from the teaching on your word, in this case, your word for 2018. We'd love to hear what your word will be, and you're welcome to share that with us at 888-888-1717 and press number 2 to do so. We talk about finishing strong. We want to finish this year strong. We want to finish our life strong and in a very practical way. As far as the needs of the ministry, and we're a listener-supported ministry, the financial needs, we are really praying that we can finish this year strong. We can be at the place that we need to be. We have about 15% of all of the support for the year still needed between now and the end of the year. So thank you for your faithfulness and your gifts each month for our members. If you're not a member, what is a member? A person who shares with the ministry each and every month the very best gift that God lays on your heart. I want to challenge you to pray about $30 or $50 a month in support of the ministry. It'd be great help. And when you come and join us in monthly support, we're going to send to you a beautiful watercolor print painted by my wife, Donna, with the 10 principles that I teach on finishing strong. And it's our gift to you. It's a 16 by 20, ready-to-be-framed print, along with the DVD teaching that comes with it that you can use for your own devotions or for your family. It'll be an encouragement to you. And then each and every month, a brand new teaching from me to you. Go now today. Just stop by theintentionallife.com. Click on donate, theintentionallife.com. Or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717 and press number 4. Okay? We'll see you with part 2 on A Word for Your Life for 2018 tomorrow from Intentional Living.